From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. Along Bear River, south of Greenhead Slough, is a new ghost forest, easy to see from Highway 101. These trees died when a tide gate was removed and normal tide cycles brought salt water back. The tide gate was installed in the 1920s at the north end of a new side ditch on the east side of the highway, redirecting flow from four streams to Greenhead Slough. The channels of these natural streams can still be traced along the highway and marsh west to Bear River. Following this installation, the former salt marsh east of the highway turned fresh. Shrubs and trees proliferated on the slightly higher areas in the marsh. These included spruce, alder, and crabapple. Some saltwater-tolerant plants stayed in the newly fresh marsh. Cattle grazing introduced plants like tussock and reed canary grass. In 2015, the tide gate was removed and replaced by a bridge to open the area back up for fish access and to improve water flow. The conversion back to salt water also resulted in an opportunity to see how quickly each tree species decays. Alders went first and are already beginning to come down in the newly restored salt marsh. Spruces took a little longer. 10 years on, the bark is gone, and only large limbs remain on spruces. Meanwhile, the marsh shifted to salt-tolerant species within 3 years. There are a few more trees dying along forest edges, while some along the roadbed edge are thriving. When you see dying trees in marshes, you are seeing their response to changing water levels, or a change from fresh water to salt. There may be dead trees or bare soils, but that never lasts long. Nature recycles the wood and fills the void within a few years. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.